From the bushfires to COVID-19, the ABC has been an essential service connecting Australians to emergency information and current affairs. The public broadcaster has lost $783 million in funding since 2014. This week, Managing Director David Anderson announced that 250 jobs are expected to be cut by the end of the month to meet their budget requirements. Margaret Reynolds is president of ABC Friends National, the peak body representing community interest in Australia's national public broadcaster. Margaret spoke with The Wire's Soph Landau, first explaining what has led up to the recent announcements.
This particular announcement was a freeze on funding starting from 2018. And, of course, each year, given demands on the ABC, it is more and more harmful. What we now know is that the managing director, David Anderson, and the board are having to try to work up a five-year plan with a very reduced budget to continue to do not only what they normally do, but all the extra that was done during the bushfire catastrophe and, of course, more recently, the COVID-19 pandemic. So there is the ABC responding to national emergencies, doing more and more and more with less. Of course, no one expects, you know, the perfect budget, but you would think that the government would recognise their own board chair, Ita Buttrose. She has indicated that it's getting harder and harder for the ABC because of these funding cutbacks over so many years. And you would think that given the ABC's special effort during the bushfire emergency and the recent pandemic, government would make some concession of giving a little more money.
You've mentioned that the ABC was an essential service during emergency reporting seen through the bushfires, the floods and COVID-19 as well. So what impact will further cuts have on this essential reporting to the community?
It looks like one of the issues is a loss of staff. And I would have thought in Australia post-COVID-19, there is enough of an unemployment problem. In other sectors, government is bending over backwards to try to save jobs. Well, here are some jobs for them to save. They're valued professionals. They're certainly valued by the people of Australia. They trust the ABC more than almost any other institution.
Do you think that there is a perceived threat by commercial entities? Do they see ABC as a threat?
The commercial sector is suffering as well. I don't want to be overly critical of the commercial sector. They've got their job to do and the ABC has its job to do. And the ABC is managing very well, notwithstanding its budget cuts. It's still managing to maintain important, vital, essential services. But with its latest announcement that 200 jobs could go, we could also lose services in regional Australia. We could also lose Australian content. And ultimately, government is there to monitor and protect the ABC, not to attack it. But we've seen attack after attack in terms of funding and, of course, in some commentary over recent years. So it really is up to Australians to stand up for the ABC and demand that local representatives make it clear that they will support the ABC.
We've seen the demise of so many regional newspapers as well. Could these funding cuts have a flow-on effect to regional reporting from the ABC?
Exactly. I mean, if you can't get your local news from your local newspaper, you're even more dependent on the ABC. And if the ABC is struggling to maintain journalists and other staff in those regions, it simply means that Australians are losing what is a fundamental democratic right to access to information about decisions that are being made on their behalf.
Margaret Reynolds, president of ABC Friends National, speaking to The Wire's Soph Landau.